Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind, Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner. And I will lead you in our guided meditation today. And our guided meditation is a prayerful meditation about the beingness that you are. And sometimes in the daily hustle and bustle of moving around, I hear something in the background. Okay. And sometimes in the daily hustle and bustle of moving around, we get a little laxed in our presentation of ourselves. And what I mean by that, we forget who we are. We forget that we're born whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that we'll ever need for the journey. It's not found away in some book. It's found in us. And so I invite you now, all of you that can, is to take this time, this opportunity, to pull yourself away from the daily grind that gets us tied up in the hustle and bustle, the anger. I invite you to take advantage of the ebb and flow of the prayerful meditation. I ask all of you that can to close your eyes very softly and to begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner so that you hear the words of the beingness that is contained within you, so that you move each and every day in self-reliance and understanding and creating more of this beingness that you are. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and let it out very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Now, before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I want to leave you with a part of the mindful meditation for your thoughts to be focused and on the beingness that you are. Where it says, I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. The meditations are taken from the book Enlightenism, and I invite you to pick up a copy of this book. It definitely goes a long way in terms of you understanding and fulfilling the greater self on this earth. I now give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of Enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for the wonderful meditation to get us started. As you always do on the broadcast, you light us up, energize our minds, so that we're ready to go.
Absolutely. That's the idea.
We're ready to go.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Ready to get into the wonderful day of enlightenism. So,
right.
So much great insights in the book Enlightenism. It's
yes,
such a beneficial
very
book.
Fulfilling. Yeah.
It really is, folks. And Sister Carolyn was giving you, reading from you one of the great meditations in the book Enlightenism. As she said, it's available today on Amazon. You know, Sister Carolyn, when we think about enlightenism, we also have to think about the work we do in our own lives, working in the mind. Working in the mind,
yes,
can be a lonely process, folks.
Absolutely. It can definitely be a lonely process.
Yeah, it can be a lonely,
process.
Until
right,
you understand.
It's not about that outside living. It's about the inside living.
Inside, yeah. And letting go of things on the outside.
Absolutely.
And learn to live with something on the inside.
Yes. Yes.
So true. So true. Thanks so much, Sister Carolyn.
You're welcome.
In fact, folks, that's what I'm going to talk about today. Talk about enlightenism and how to create a powerful mind. Sister Carolyn and I share insights about how to create a powerful mind. We use the power of imagination, visualization, to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. Our message is clear. We can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful and great in the sky. Think about it. My latest call, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past, is what my topic is going to be primarily about today, is sharing the insights, because I think it's very important that I break this message down a little more to share some light on what I am putting forth into the message of enlightenment of how to let go of the past. I'm also saying let go of history. And this is somewhat of a controversial approach to change, because for most of my life, I relied upon history. And I relied upon discoveries in history that I believe could help myself and others, particularly of that identified as African Americans, to help us create a new way to think and live, a better lifestyle, help us overcome the things that have victimized us in the past and accomplishments of others who have done wonderful things in the past. So I don't want to I don't want you to think that I'm saying forget all of your heroes and sheroes, forget all of the people that paved the way. I'm talking about a new way to think and live. And those people are not in the world. Okay, so I'm talking about the people that are living. This message is about the living, not the dead. It's about people that are living today and who have the opportunity to live today without depending on what happened yesterday. Great Brawl, I'm going to read a few excerpts from the blog. Many of us know, this is a quotation, many of us know more about those in the past than we know about ourselves. Society teaches us about the achievements of people we don't know and can never know. It's unfortunate, but most of us lack the power and clarity to let go of these beliefs. This lack of clarity is the dark that blinds us in a mindset that uses past beliefs to live in the present. However, meanwhile, there is a way for us to achieve power and clarity without relying on the past achievements of others. However, for this to happen, we must be willing to unlearn what we learned about the past. We must also be willing to enter self-discovery, because it is self-discovery that we free our minds to search for the consciousness of truth within. The consciousness of truth is a greater power within that's free of toxic illusions. Illusions distort and disable our power to imagine ourselves free of them. They prevent us from searching within for the consciousness of truth. That's the end of the quotation excerpts from the blog. It's on Google. Just go to Google Blogger, Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenment of Insights. I'm sharing insights today to break down erasing history. I said earlier, I am sure that most of the people hearing me say this will disagree. And that's okay, because what I am saying is for those who disagree to talk about the present and who you are in the present and what you can do in the present. This is not about what others did. See, it's not about Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass on the African-American side, or George Washington, Abraham Lincoln on the European side. Then it goes on with others that have accomplished great things in the past that we have read about of all races and colors. So I don't want to minimize this. What I do want to say to all of you is that when you're letting go of the past, think about it for a moment. You are letting go of history. History is in the past, and it's manufactured. Because what's happening today is to become history for someone else 100 years later. And people will read about it. Is it accurate? No. But people will make it accurate. They'll put some kind of footnotes and so forth to justify their perspective. Then we use this information to build on to live in the present. We don't recognize that we're doing, we don't recognize that when we're learning philosophy and psychology and all of the other things, English, that we are relying on something that happened in the past. But we are. And the present moment is where all of the power is. It's where you will find the consciousness of truth in you. It's the only place you'll find it. You will not be able to go and find it in all of the people that had great achievements and accomplishments in the past. Consciousness of truth does not live in the past. It does not live in the dead. Dead at a time era, and they lived in it. And we have to erase their history as a guide to living in the present moment. Otherwise, just look at where we are today. People are carrying on from generations. They read all about all of the documents about, they talk about slavery and Abraham Lincoln and all of the things. Where did it come from? Well, people told other people about it. They told their children about it. They wrote books. They force you to read the books so that you can learn about the greatness of other people. Then it became a way to build your life. So we model our lives after something that someone else did. So we are using enlightenism to create a new mindset that's free of the past efforts of others to achieve spiritual freedom. Because regardless of what you want to say, how long they've been writing books, whether you want to go back to the 300 B.C. or something to deal with some stuff that Plato is saying, or you want to deal with what's happening today, it's about efforts that have not been successful. I don't care how far you go back into reading your history books and all the things that people have taught about, written about. One thing they didn't write about is spiritual freedom and how to break free of their dependency on the spiritual beliefs and religious beliefs that others have taught them. Some people are born into a religion and live all lives in the religion and then die and then believe and teach their children that it is the best way to achieve spiritual freedom. Others say that if you don't know anything about the past and what happened, you're bound to repeat it. How can you repeat something that you know nothing about? If we erase all of our dependency on the past and live in the present, then we are going to create something diametrically different than what happened in the past, because we are going to use some information that was unavailable in the past. And we're going to create a new world. And in a toxic mindset, social construct, you cannot imagine freedom. You cannot imagine a world without poverty. You cannot imagine a world in the United States of America without violence, without hunger, without racism, without exploitation of labor versus profits. So all of these things are carryovers from the past. And these are the things that we have to let go of to live in the present. God is in the present, not in the past. God is in the present, not in the past. And the people in the past are dead. And when we keep looking back into the past, trying to understand what happened based upon something that somebody has written, then we're going to turn to salt. Metaphorically meaning you're going to get bitter. Bitter about what happened to people in the past. and then set out to correct the past in the present. And you cannot do that. Different mindsets, folks. I'm going to take a quick break, bring Sister Carolyn in for a moment or two, and I shall return. Here's Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carol, for those wonderful messages and insights. I'm Brother Malcolm, overcoming toxic judgments of yourself and others with Enlightenism, which is power and clarity. The consciousness of truth is in the world, and it is the greater power of God in you. For it's in the present and not in the past. And this is what I am saying. I know, and I expect people to do call all type of research to say that if you don't know what happened in the past, you're not going to be able to live in the present. And I'm saying the only thing in the past are dead people and dead ideas. And contrary to what people believe, we can create a better world without depending on what somebody like Moses or somebody else wrote about. Or even something that someone like Plato and Aristotle and Socrates wrote about. We don't need to rely on that information because it did not bring us spiritual freedom, nor has it brought us secular freedom. We don't have freedom at all. But we believe that we have freedom because we're in an illusion. And in the illusion, the trickery is saying that you have free will. But you do not have free will. Free will is restricted by toxicity. You cannot drive as fast as you want to drive on a California freeway. You cannot do all of the things that you think you're free to do. You're not free to not pay taxes. You're not free to make any type of other decisions. Gives the appearance of freedom. Spirit freedom is something entirely different. But you cannot have spiritual freedom depending on the past. We have to create our own liberation. The consciousness of truth in me will not allow me to rely on the past to talk about the consciousness of truth in the present. I cannot do it. Because it doesn't live in the present. I mean in the past. I'm sorry. It doesn't live in the past. It lives in the present. And that's all I can talk about. And I'm not here to debate with someone about the value of history. It's already been proven to be non-debatable. If it were not so, then you would understand the fact that why is all of the problems in the past manifesting and expressing themselves in the present. All the things that people talked about 100 years ago, you're still talking about them. And you haven't discovered a way to overcome the problems because of an unwillingness to accept that the problem is relying on other people's interpretation about the problem and the solution. Oh, I know that no one would say, oh, how are you going to have a world? We would be uncivilized. We would be heathens. We would be all of these things that people want to say the truth for coming into the world. About what is happening in the world. About the darkness that has engulfed our mind with toxicity so we cannot see. We don't have the power and clarity to transform our lives. So that's why it's important, the principles of Enlightenism, regardless that I wrote them regardless of where they came from. They came from a place within me that was free of the toxicity that I had been born with and lived with all of my life. It came from the conscious of truth within. The first one, I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. Number two, I acknowledge that my beliefs and values created the conditions in my life. Three, I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. Four, I acknowledge that for me to change my beliefs and values, I must first be willing to enter into self-discovery. I understand that self-discovery is the gateway to the consciousness of truth. There it is, folks. You have the power. You cannot take power or acquire power from philosophy, from Plato, from Aristotle, Socrates. You cannot acquire power from Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, Mark Garvey, W.E.B. Du Bois, Harriet Tubman, or any other people that have done things in the world that we admire, that we have heard about, and they were courageous for that time. But you cannot use what they did to give you spiritual freedom. The only thing that you can use in the past is to become confused about the present. You living in the present moment. Then some people want to glorify the past. Think about the good old days, how things used to be. This is not about how things used to be. This is how things are now. When you take the illusions from over your eyes so you can see with the prism of clarity, then you understand that this is the greatest opportunity you'll ever have in your life to create a new way to think and live, to let go of all of the pain and suffering that you're carrying around in your life where you cannot stand yourself. You're despising yourself because you're comparing yourself to the past and to what's happening now. Think about it. We're creating a new mindset that's free of past efforts to achieve spiritual freedom. Thank all of you for listening. Be sure to check out the blog on Google Blog. And here's Sister Carolyn to close us out. She and I both will be back on the air tomorrow at 12 p.m. We'll bring you some more information about a new way to think and live. Stick with us because it will open you up to see that greater the way others have defined you to be.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Long time coming, but I know.